Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Here we are in the fourth week of Easter, Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter. Notice that Easter isn't a day. Easter is weeks long, because there is nothing that could compare to a man who came to earth, who lived with us, and died for us. And then he rose to bring us freedom and peace and forgiveness of our sins. When we tell God in the confessional, where we tell God what we've done wrong, don't think so much of the priest. I don't mean that negatively. I just mean that it's Jesus there. He's forgiving you your sins, and the priest has the powerful, powerful privilege of being to be the present one there who can take away your sins. Only God can do it. But brothers and sisters, when was the last time you went to confession? I hope you went before Easter. But if not, it's not too late. It's never too late. God took away the pain and the suffering that we would go through. He offered it to us. Please take advantage of the sacrament of confession. Even now, during Easter season, do it. Don't be afraid. It will set you free. I can almost guarantee you that. So we take a look now at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verses 19 to 26. Those who had been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but Jews. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people was added to the Lord. And then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. Brothers and sisters, the beginning of the body of Christ who would follow their Lord. Put your whole heart into following the Lord. It certainly, if you're a mother, a father, you have children, if you're extremely busy, because that's what your job requires of you, there's always a moment as you go from one door to the next, from one child to the next, even just to say, Jesus, I love you. Thank you. Just that kind of thing can carry you to the point where you get a little silence in the day and you can pray even more. But I understand, because I certainly grew up with children in my family too, little ones, smaller, younger than me. And it takes a mother's every hour of the day and sometimes every hour of the night to care for them. I know that. But please, you can just hold your child, look up to the sky, if you can, and just say, Jesus, I love you, and I offer this time for you, for my child. It's so simple. But when you're caught in those kinds of situations, just say one sentence to God. Ask him to be near you. Psalm 87 tells us, all you nations, praise the Lord. his foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves, the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. I tell of Egypt and Babylon among those who know the Lord, of Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia. This man was born there, and of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord. They shall note when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there, and all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you. Brothers and sisters, in this Easter season, this is a time to say, Lord, help me to draw closer to you. Just help me to be still and quiet, please. As I've said to you before, at the very least, 15 minutes a day. If you can give longer time when the children are napping, or as I've said before, or whatever the case may be, but give God time every day to tell him you love him, you want to follow him, you want to know his word more clearly, more carefully, and follow him more closely. God hears all that. He knows that. So let's take a look now at the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand, for the Father and I are one. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, God is right here with you. He loves you. He wants you to know him more deeply. Maybe you're very faithful to saying the rosary every day, blessed be God. But when do you give God himself time to speak to you? Through the scriptures, the word of God? There are all kinds of ways that God can make himself evident in your life. But that's for those of us who really follow him, walk closely, and he knows that we mean it sincerely. He will help us because he so dearly loves us. And the prayer today, as I bring this program to a small close, hear, O Lord, our prayers, that this most holy exchange by which you have redeemed us may bring your help in this present life and ensure for us eternal gladness. God has given us so much in his Son. He's given us so much. And there are many writings by different saints that have come out of that surrender to God, who teach us more and more about the goodness of God and the way to follow God. I didn't read the scriptures very much as a child, but when I read them, they opened an entirely fuller, not a different book, but they opened a full book to me. And I started to read them. Every day I'd read something from about the time I was in the 6th or 7th grade, reading it every day. I didn't always understand it, but I'd read just a few verses, or I'd read one story or whatever it may be, one lesson, one teaching. And I just felt myself drawing closer and closer to the Lord so that he was part of my life. And that's what God wants for all of us, that we have a life in him. It doesn't mean we go around with our rosary beads in our hands, although we can do that, but it doesn't mean that. It means letting God's living word by the readings for each day at Mass. Just read them slowly and ask God to help you. Lord, what are you showing me here? What are you teaching me here? You can do that. Even the priest only usually follows on one aspect of it. And there might be other parts of the gospel that you need to read. Then read it slowly and just say, Lord, come with your Holy Spirit and help me to understand this. And God will do that for you. Believe me. I remember as a child having few months before I even had an idea, and it came just as a thought in my mind. And then it was another thought. And I just kept asking the Lord. As I went into high school, just kept asking the Lord, teach me, teach me, teach me. And that's what God wants to do with every one of us, whatever state in life, married, single. God wants you, those who are consecrated, certainly, who have initially made the decision to become very close to the Lord. But all of us can become close to him, as I said, in whatever state in life we're in. We just have to put him high on the agenda every day, even if it's 5 minutes because you've got four little ones at home. Whatever the circumstances may be, morning, evening, maybe you get 15 minutes at lunchtime, take time. Whatever the case may be, brothers and sisters, adapt it to your circumstances, but don't make your circumstances an excuse. Just say, all right, I can't do exactly what you said, but what can I do? What can I do to give God time today? Because God watches over you. He sees you. He waits for you, for all of us. He waits for us. He longs in his heart after the death he went through and the resurrection. How could you not thank him every day? How could you not bring your struggles to him every day? Because he knows and he understands. Oh, brothers and sisters, don't expect him to come down from heaven and speak his own word to you, but you'll read something that will answer some of your questions. You'll pick up something that someone shares with you, and you'll think, that's it. God will do it in all kinds of ways, but he wants you to be faithful to him. And as you are faithful to him, he will be more and more and more faithful to you. May God abundantly bless you and lead you. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.